Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
By training our mind to recognize the spiritual lessons in all our experiences, we can come to view everyone and everything as our spiritual teacher. And we can turn any and every situation to our advantage. This is a very important understanding, for it means that no experience is ever wasted. Now, this is very powerful. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it a few times during the day, but I'm going to read it again right away. By training our mind, this doesn't come naturally. We need to work at this. We need to train our mind, exercise our mind. By training our mind to recognize the spiritual lessons in all our experiences, we can come to view everyone and everything as our spiritual teacher, and we can turn any and every situation to our advantage. This is a very important understanding, for it means that no experience is ever wasted. For a qualified practitioner of training the mind, all living beings are spiritual teachers, and all situations are Dharma lessons. If we can hold this special recognition with mindfulness, there will no longer be any obstacles to our spiritual practice, because all our daily experiences will become meaningful and will serve to increase our good qualities. So if we can adopt this view, this recognition that sees everyone and everything as a spiritual teacher, every situation as a spiritual lesson, if we can truly adopt that view, holding it with mindfulness, there will no longer be any obstacles to our spiritual progress. Every situation will be meaningful and move us closer to our spiritual goal. This is something that we can spend our whole life striving to achieve, because if we get to here, we will get to enlightenment. Like, we will get to enlightenment. Now, what's this got to do with beginners? Because this is an incredibly advanced realization. Well, the reason beginners is in the title is there is something that happens sometimes, not for everyone, at the beginning of our spiritual training, which is that we have a mind that is incredibly receptive. No, and that may be born from suffering. It may be that we're in a really, really difficult moment in our life, and we come along to instructions, whether that's a teaching from a person or whether that's reading a book, and our heart is just really ready to hear it, partly out of desperation, if we're going to be honest. Like, I so need help. I so need help that we're really listening. What is the book saying? What is the teacher saying? What is Buddha saying? Like, I need help. So what is Buddha saying? What's the guidance? And something that can happen if we're engaging with the teachings in that way is we have a dramatic transformation, like a really dramatic transformation. Over a period of a few months, we can go from being really at the end of our tether. I can't face this anymore. I can't handle this. We're stressed, or we're angry, or we're going through all sorts of things. And then literally within a few months, we're like a different person. that whole situation, we're fine with. We have a completely different outlook on life. It's like this incredible trajectory of transformation. It's amazing. And then what will commonly happen is we find that that plateaus, like the growth tapers off. You know, on a graph, you can imagine like an inverted L. It's almost like a straight up, and then it's just flat. And it can stay flat and maybe a little bit up or a little bit down, or sometimes it can start to degenerate. So how could we stay in the first part of the graph pretty much straight up the whole way? Because if we can, like in the passage I just read out, if we can stay in that state, that growth set, growth mindset, we will get enlightened in this lifetime. Like, it's extraordinary what we can achieve. So I want today to talk about what is it that makes that kink in. Are you all right with the graph? Like the inverted L. Like what happened? What happened there? Like, because it's a spiritual disaster, isn't it? Like, what was that? What was that? And how can I overcome that if it's happened and get back to that? Or if I'm on this, not have that happen? Like, what is it? And it's interesting because, like, one of the things I want to address in this session are the instructions on how to listen. How to listen. Which we are surprisingly bad at. Please don't get offended. It may not apply to you. You may be the most excellent listener. We have many different types of class that we run here. We have our general program classes, sort of like the evening class. We have our foundation program, our study program classes. One of the things we do on our study program classes, so it's a little bit more formal. We go through a text, we go line by line. There's a teaching, there's meditation, there's prayers, all of that. And then there's discussion in pairs. So the idea in the discussion in pairs, you've listened to the teaching, you may well have read ahead and prepared, so you've read the pages, and you've listened to someone read them out, give some explanation of them. And then we sit with our partner, our discussion partner, and there's this exercise we do where each person tries to, with the book closed, recall from memory what was on the pages. Now, in our Western education, we have become very averse to memorization. Like, there was a time in the sort of 40s and 50s where that was all the rage. And then in the sort of 60s and 70s, we got a bit hippie about things. And memorization, oh no. So people can have a bit of an issue with it. But it's incredibly revealing. Because what happens at this moment, can you all hear okay? It's all right? Yeah, good. Oh, a little bit louder. Yeah, a little bit louder would be good. Maybe I'll go a little closer. So, just to make sure you can hear, just listen. And one of the things that happens, we're trying to recall what was in the text. And there's some things that just aren't there. We don't remember. We have not allowed in. We have not allowed in some instructions. Like, they were there, they were in the, we may have read them before the class, the teacher certainly read them out, they didn't skip that paragraph, they also talked about that paragraph, and now when it comes to see, is that instruction in my mind, let alone in my heart, is it in my mind? No, it didn't get in. It didn't get in at all. Oh. That's what we call, so there's a teaching called the teaching on the three faults of a pot. Okay? So if we want to be able to practice, we need the instructions in our heart, or at least in our mind. And there are three faults that interfere with that. which are called the three faults of a pot. So one is the pot is turned upside down. So there's nothing getting in the pot. So it's not as uniform as that. It's not like the pot is either upside down or it's the right way up. We're kind of specific. That instruction, oh, upside down. That instruction, oh, I like that one. Up, the right way. Down, up, down, up. And when we go through that exercise, it's like it didn't go in. It's like we didn't hear it. So we can't practice it. Another thing that will happen is that we will say things that are very much our version of the instruction. There's the instruction, and then there's our version of the instruction. And we have adapted it in general to make it comfortable, to make it what I already agreed with. When the point of the instruction is to change us. The point of the instruction is to change us. If we always think the way we've always felt, we will always feel, oops, I got that wrong. If we always think the way we've always thought, we'll always feel the way we've always felt. If we don't change our thoughts, we're going to stay in the same prison of our mind. And the whole point of these instructions is about liberation. It's, can I actually free my mind? And then go on to free other people. Can I actually find freedom? So there's the pot turned upside down. It doesn't even go in. There's the pot. It's the right way up, but we call it the bad smelling pot. Sorry. But that's the stuff in the pot already. The stuff in the pot already. And so what goes in, it doesn't stay clean and pure. It gets mixed with what's already in the pot. So it's not really what it was intended to be. It's our version of it. Sometimes what we repeat isn't even in, it's not even a version of what's in the text. It's entirely our own idea. We just literally, well, I think this. Okay, how's that going to help you on the spiritual path to get to somewhere you've never been before? Not at all. And then there is the leaky pot. So the pot's the right way up. It's not full of gunk, but it's got holes in it. And so it's there for a little while and then it just disappears. So even just listening requires a real training of the mind. So what we are trying to do on the spiritual path is think thoughts we have never thought before, feel things we have never felt before. We're trying to arrive at a state of being we have never inhabited before. And this is going to require us to be humble. This is going to require us to challenge ourselves. Entertain difficult thoughts, because a new thought almost by definition is uncomfortable. You know, like one of the analogies I sometimes use is of an organ transplant. The first thing the doctors have to do after an organ transplant is they have to a little bit suppress the body's natural mechanism to kill the alien organ. Now the body recognizes, oh, that kidney, liver, lung, I don't know what you transplant these days, brain, face, I don't know. That wasn't there before. That's not me. That shouldn't be here. And all the antibody cells go to kill it. So nobody's having organ transplants for fun. Like the only reason that new organ there is because it's essential for our survival or well-being. And so if the doctors don't manage to let it bed in, the body will reject it and then we don't get the benefit of it. And a similar thing happens with new thoughts where the mind goes, oh, I'm not used to thinking that. That's a bit uncomfortable. I don't know if that should be here. And if we can't let it sit long enough to bed in a little bit, we won't get the benefit of it.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.